the biggest thing was in the past when teachers, and I've been in this district for 30 years, that when we picked a, when we came around to adopting a new curriculum in any subject, it was sort of the flip test, and it was a very superficial way people voted on things that were not really connected to developing ideas in a particular content area. And so what we wanted them to do is really look at evidence of student learning and student thinking. And the teachers were very impressed from the investigation curriculum of how ideas were building and the transition from the beginning to the end of the unit at and looking at students in very different points starting the year and how they continue to develop their thinking as the year went on. So overall, I think that the teachers were pretty astonished with what their kids were able to do throughout the course of that unit and throughout the course of that 4 to 6 week period of time. Mm-hmm. Well, I think for so long we have held the reins of learning pretty tightly, and there hasn't been a lot of checking in to, I think the big thing is following students' thinking. Before, it was either looking at answers as right or wrong and not trying to examine that even in errors, there are things that students do understand. So it's being able to kind of sift through and filter out what is it that the child understands and how can we build on that understanding? What are the misconceptions? What do we do about those misconceptions? Because what we know, if we don't identify the misconceptions, what we end up doing is adding more and more ideas that the children end up superimposing upon those misconceptions, which their thinking continues to go awry. So I think that the teachers were really impressed about how sophisticated students can think about mathematical ideas.